Okay, here we go. Focus. Speed. I am speed. One winner. 42 losers. I eat losers for breakfast. Breakfast. Maybe I should have breakfast. A little brekkie could be good for me. No. Stay focused. Speed. I'm faster than fast, quicker than quick. I am lightning.
Hey, London, you ready?
Oh, yeah. Lightning's ready.
I'm American made, but a lot Chevrolet. My mama taught me how to ride. I was born in the South. Sometimes I have a big mouth when I see something that I don't like. I gotta say it. We've been driving this road for a mighty long time. Staying on my to the sun. Well, now this neighborhood has changed.
Dynaco 400. I'm Bob Cutlass, here with my good friend Darrell Cartrip. We're midway through what may turn out to be an historic day for racing.
Bob, my oil pressure's through the roof right now. If this gets any more exciting, they're going to have to tow me out of the booth.
Right you are, Darrell. Three cars are tied for the season points lead, heading into the final race of the season. And the winner of this race, Darrell, will win the season title and the Piston Cup. Does the King, Strip Weathers, have one more victory in him before retirement?
He's been Dynaco's golden boy for years. Can he win them one last Piston Cup?
And as always, in the second place spot, we find Chick Hicks. He's been chasing that tailpin his entire career.
Chick thought this was his year, Bob. His chance to finally emerge from the King's shadow. But the last thing he expected was Lightning McQueen!
You know, I don't think anybody expected this. The rookie sensation came into the season unknown, but everyone knows him now.
Will he be the first rookie to win a Piston Cup and land Dynaco?
The legend, the runner-up, and the rookie. Three cars, one champion. Wait a second, Darrell. McQueen is in the wreckage.
There's no way the rookie can make it through. Not in one piece, that is.
Spectacular move by Lightning McQueen.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, McQueen, good job.
While everyone else heads into the pits, McQueen stays out to take the lead.
Don't take me out, Coach. I can still race.
What do you think, boys?
Looking beauty.
McQueen made it through. What? He's not pitting.
Get me out there! Let's go! Get me back out there! Come on!
McQueen's not going into the pits.
You know, the rookie just fired his crew chief. That's the third one this season.
Well, he says he likes working alone, Darrell. Looks like Chick got caught up in the pits.
Yeah, after a stop like that, he's got a lot of ground to make up. Get ready, boys. We're coming to the restart.
Again.
Now, normally I'd say that's a short-term gain, long-term loss, but it sure is working for him. Hey, he obviously knows something we don't know.
This is it, Darrell. One lap to go, and Lightning McQueen has a huge lead.
Oh, he's got it in the bag. Call in the dogs, put out the fire. We're going to crown us a new champion.
Checkered flag, here I come.
Oh, no! McQueen has blown a tire!
And with only one turn to go, can he make it?
You fool!
McQueen's blown a tire! McQueen's blown a tire! Go, 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 go! He's lost another tire! The team and Chick are coming up fast!
They're entering turn three.
I don't believe what I'm watching, Bob. Lightning McQueen is 100 feet from his piston cup.
The King and Chick rounding turn four.
And down the stretch they come, and it's
too close to call.
I don't believe it.
The most spectacular, amazing, unequivocally unbelievable ending in the history of the world! And we don't even know who won!
Hey, no cameras! Get out of here!
We're here in Victory Lane awaiting the race results. McQueen, that was quite a risky move not taking tires.
Tell me about it.
Are you sorry you didn't have a crew chief out there?
Oh, Corey, there's a lot more to racing than just winning. I mean, taking the race by a full lap? Where's the entertainment in that? No, I wanted to give the folks a little sizzle.
Sizzle?
And am I sure I don't have a crew chief? No, I'm not, because I'm a one-man show.
What?
Oh, yeah, right.
That was a very confident Lightning McQueen, coming to you live from Victory Lane.
Hey, get out of the shot.
Yo, Chuck, what are you doing? You're blocking the camera.
Everyone wants to see the bolt.
What?
Now back away.
Ah, that's it. Come on, guys.
Whoa, team, where are you going?
We quit, Mr. One-Man Show.
Oh, okay, leave, fine. How will I ever find anyone else who knows how to fill me up with gas? Adios, Chuck.
Oh, whatever.
Hey, Lightning. Yo, McQueen.
Seriously, that was some pretty darn nice racing out there.
By me!
Welcome to the Chick Era, baby.
Piston cup?
It's mine, dude. It's mine.
Hey, fellas.
How do you think I'd look in
Dynaco Blue.
Dynaco Blue!
In your dreams, Thunder.
Yeah, right.
Thunder, what's he talking about, Thunder?
You know, because Thunder always comes after lightning. Kapow!
Kapow! Who here knew about the Thunder?
I did.
Show us a boat! That was one close finish. You sure made Dynaco proud. Thank you, King.
Now, Tex, you've been good to me all these years. It's the least I could do.
Whatever happens, you're a winner to me, you old daddy rabbit.
Thanks, dear. Wouldn't be nothing without you.
We're like your biggest fans.
Good job.
Oh,
I love that you
made. We love you, Lightning.
Hey, buddy. You're one gutsy racer.
Oh, hey, Mr. the King.
You got more talent in one lug nut than a lot of cars has got in their whole body.
Really?
Oh, that. But you're stupid.
Excuse me?
This ain't a one-man deal, kid. You need to wise up and get yourself a good crew chief and a good team. You ain't going to win unless you got good folks behind you and you let them do their job like they should.
Good team.
You figure that out, you're just going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, that is spectacular advice. Thank you, Mr. the King. Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in Piston Cup history,
a rookie has won the Piston Cup.
Yes!
We have a three-way tie.
Oh, hey, McQueen. That must be really embarrassing, but I wouldn't worry about it.
Because I didn't do it!
Piston Cup officials have determined that a tiebreaker race between the three leaders will be held in California in 1 week.
Well, thank you! Thanks to all of you out there. Thank you.
Hey, Rook, first one to California gets Dynaco all to himself.
Ah! No, not me! No, you rock, and you know that!
Oh, yeah!
First one to California gets Dynaco all to himself.
Oh, we'll see who gets there first, Chick.
Huh?
Hey, kid! Congrats on the tie!
I don't want to talk about it. Come on, let's go, Max. Saddle up. What'd you do with my trailer?
I parked it over your sponsor's tent.
What?
You gotta make your personal appearance.
No. No! No, 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 no! Yes, yes, yes! Lightning McQueen here, and I use Rusty's medicated bump ointment, new rear end formula. Nothing soothes a rusty bumper like Rusty's. Wow! Look at that shine! Use Rusty's, and you too can look like me! Ka-chow!
He was so rusty, he didn't even cast a shadow!
You can see his journey on the carriage.
Ugh, I hate rusty cars. This is not good for my image.
They did give you your big break. Besides, it's in your contract.
Oh, will you stop, please? Just go get hooked up.
Winter is a grand old time.
Of this, there are no ifs or buts.
But remember, all that salt and grime
can rust your bolts and freeze your knife.
Hey, look, there he is!
I'm almost there. Get your rear end in here, kid.
Lightning McQueen, you are wicked fast.
Yeah, you were fucking McQueen.
Give me a little room, guys.
You're my hero, Mr. McQueen.
Yes, I know. Fred. Fred, thank you.
He knows my name! He knows my name!
Look at that, Freddy!
Thanks to you, Lightning, we had a better year!
Oh, I mean, we might even clear it up to buy you some headlights!
Are you saying he doesn't have headlights?
That's what I'm telling you. It's just stickers!
Well, you know, race cars don't need headlights because the track is always lit.
Yeah, well, so's my brother, but he still needs headlights.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lightning McQueen!
You know, the Rusty's Medicated Bumper Ointment team ran a great race today. And remember, with a little Rusty's and an insane amount of luck, you too can look like me. Ka-chow! Oh, we love you, and we're looking forward to another great year, just like this year.
Not on your life.
Don't drive like my brother.
Oh, yeah, don't drive like my brother.
California, here we come.
Dynaco, here we come.
That you travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Is this Harv, the world's greatest agent?
And it is such an honor to be your agent that it almost hurts me to take 10% of your winnings and merchandising and ancillary rights in perpetuity. Anyway, what a race! Huh, champ? I didn't see it, but I heard you were great.
Thanks, Harv.
Listen, they're giving you 20 tickets for the tiebreaker thing in Cali. I'll pass them on to your friends. You shoot me the names. You let Harv rock it for you, all right, baby?
Right. Friends. Yes, there's,
Okay, I get it, Mr. Proffer. There's so many friends you can't even narrow it down. Hey, when you get to town, you better make time for your best friend. You gotta break bread with your mushpuka here.
Yeah, that would be great. We should totally...
Okay, I gotta jump, kid. Let me know how it goes. I'm out.
What? A minivan?
Oh, come on, Mac. You're in the snow lane. This is Lightning McQueen you're hauling here.
Just stopping off for a quick breather, kid. Old Mac needs a rest.
Absolutely not. We're driving straight through all night till we get to California. We agreed to it.
All night? May I remind you, federal DOT rigs stay...
Come on, Mac. I need to get there before Chick and hang with Dynaco.
All those sleeping trucks.
Hey, kid, I don't know if I can make it.
Oh, sure you can, Mac. Look, it'll be easy. I'll stay up with you.
All night?
All night long.
Thank you. a nodder.
Pretty music.
Yo, Wingo! Lane change, man!
Right back at ya!
Oops, I missed!
You going on vacation?
I'm telling you, man, every third blink is slower.
The 60s weren't good to you, were they?
What? That's not the interstate!
The only one seeing this, right?
Oh, incoming!
Whoa,
oh,
man.
Hey,
Mr.
Flippin!
Whoa, whoa, whoa! My tire!
Boy, you're in a heap of trouble.
We're live at the Los Angeles International Speedway as the first competitor, Lightning McQueen, is arriving at the track.
Wait, how is the track?
Is it true he's going to touch the car, bro?
I mean, what's your strategy?
What? Did I forget to wipe my mud flap?
McQueen's driver arrived in California, but McQueen was missing.
Race car Lightning McQueen was reported missing.
McQueen is scheduled to race in an unprecedented...
Sponsor stated they have no idea where he is.
Hey, McQueen選手は現在行方がわからないという情報が入ってきました.
I just hope Lightning's okay. I sure would hate to see anything bad happen to him.
I don't know what's harder to find. Lightning McQueen or crew chief who work with him.
Lightning McQueen must be found at all costs.
They're all asking the same question. Where is McQueen?
Morning, sleeping beauty.
Boy, I was wondering when you was going to wake up.
Take whatever you want. Just don't hurt me. A parking boot? Why do I have a parking boot on? What's going on here, please?
Here, buddy. I like you already. My name's Mater.
Mater?
Yeah, like tomato, but without the tuh. What's your name?
You don't know my name?
No, I know your name. Is your name Mater, too?
What? Look, I need to get to California as fast as possible. Where am I?
Where are you? Shoot, you're in Radiator Springs, the cutest little town in Carburetor County.
Oh, great. Just great.
Well, if you think that's great, you should see the rest of the town.
You know... I'd love to see the rest of the town. So if you could just open the gate, take this boot off, you and me, we go cruise and check out the local scene, you know?
Dad, go!
How'd that be, Tomato?
Cool.
Mater! What did I tell you about talking to the accused?
To not to.
Well, quit your yapping and tow this delinquent road hazard to traffic court.
We'll talk later, Mater. Later, Mater. That's funny.
Ah! The Radiator Springs Traffic Court will come to order.
Hey, you smashed my van. I'll have to take a blowtorch to you, man.
You broke in the road. You got about the car.
Officer, talk to me, babe. How long is this going to take? I got to get to California pronto.
Where's your lawyer?
I don't know. Tahiti, maybe. He's got a timeshare there.
When a defendant has no lawyer, the court will assign one to him. Hey, anyone want to be his lawyer?
Shoot. I'll do it, Sheriff.
All rise. The Honorable Doc Hudson presiding.
Show off.
May Doc have mercy on your soul.
All right. I want to know who's responsible for wrecking my town, Sheriff. I want his hood on a platter. I'm going to put him in jail till he rots. No, check that. I'm going to put him in jail till the jail rots on top of him, and then I'm going to move him to a new jail and let that jail rot. I'm... Throw him out of here, Sheriff. I want him out of my courtroom. I want him out of our town. Case dismissed.
Yes.
Boy, I'm pretty good at this lawyering stuff.
Sorry I'm late, Your Honor.
Holy Portia. She's got to be from my attorney's office.
Hey, thanks for coming, but we're all set.
He's letting me go.
He's letting you go?
Yeah, your job's pretty easy today. All you have to do now is stand there and let me look at you. Listen, I'm going to cut to the chase.
Me, you,
dinner.
Pachow!
What the? Ow!
Pachow!
Please!
Ah.
I know, I get that reaction a lot. I create feelings in others that they themselves don't understand.
Oh!
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I scare you?
Well, a little bit, but I'll be all right.
Okay. I'm going to go talk to the judge.
Do what you got to do, baby. Oh, but listen, be careful. Folks around here are not firing on all cylinders, if you know what I mean.
Ka-ting!
Ah! I'll keep that in mind. Hey there, Mater.
Howdy, Sally.
Hi, folks.
Morning, Sally.
You know her?
She's a town attorney and my fiancée.
What?
I'm just kidding. She just likes me for my body.
Doc, you look great this morning. Did you do something different with your side view mirrors?
What do you want, Sally?
Come on, make this guy fix the road. The town needs this.
No, I know his type. Race car. It's the last thing this town needs.
Okay, I didn't want to have to do this, Doc, but you leave me no choice. Fellow citizens, you're all aware of our town's proud history.
Here she goes again.
Radiator Springs, the glorious jewel strung on the necklace of Route 66. The Mother Road. It is our job and our pleasure to take care of the travelers on our stretch of that road.
Travelers? What travelers?
Ignore him.
But how, I ask you, are we to care for those travelers if there is no road for them to drive on? Luigi, what do you have at your store?
Tires.
And if no one can get to you?
I won't sell any tires. I will lose everything.
Flo, what do you have at your store?
I have gas. Lots of gas.
Okay, boys, stay with me. And Flo, what'll happen if no one can come to your station to buy gas?
I'll go out of business and we'll have to leave town.
And what's going to happen to all of us if Flo leaves town and closes her station?
What?
So don't you think the car responsible should fix our road?
The only guy strong enough to fix that road is Big Al.
Lizzie, Big Al left like 15 years ago.
Then why are you bringing him up, 11?
Oh, he can do it. He's got the horsepower. So what do you want him to do?
Fix the road!
Because we are a town worth fixing.
Yeah!
Order in the court. Seems like my mind has been changed for me.
No!
Nice ruling.
Oh, I am so not taking you to dinner.
That's okay, Stickers. You can take Bessie.
Oh, man, you get to work with Bessie. I'd give him a lift two lug nuts, something like that.
Bessie? Who's Bessie?
This here is Bessie, finest road paving machine ever built. I'm hereby sentencing you to community service. You're gonna fix the road under my supervision.
What? This place is crazy.
Man, I know this may be a bad time right now, but you owe me $32,000 in legal fees.
What?
So we're gonna hit you up to Sweet Bessie, and you're gonna pull her nice.
You gotta be kidding me.
You start there where the road begins. You finish down there where the road ends.
Holy shoot!
Whoa. How long is this going to take?
Well, fella does it right, you take him about 5 days.
5 days? But I should be in California schmoozing Dynaco right now.
Then if I were you, I'd quit yapping and start working. Hook him up, Mater.
Okie dokie. Maybe I should have hooked him up to Bessie and then took the boot off.
Goodbye, Radiator Springs, and goodbye, Bessie.
California, here I go!
Yeah! Oh, feel that wind! No. Out of gas? How could I be out of gas?
Boy, we ain't as dumb as you think we are.
But how did you...
We siphoned your gas while you were passed out. Ka-chow.
Ow.
Gentlemen. Sheriff.
Hey, Sheriff.
Why the tires are here?
Sono sempre stati qui.
They were better when they were before.
Stai sempre a parlare.
Guido?
Red, can you move over? I want to get a look at that sexy hot rod.
You know, I used to be a pretty good whisperer. I can't do it now, of course, on account of sometimes I get blue and melts up my engine block. But Doc said he's gonna fix it, so he can fix about anything. That's why we made him the judge. Boy, you should have heard me on Giddy Up, Ooh, Papa, Mile, Mile. I'm not one to brag. People come pretty far to see me get low on the mile, Mile.
Aw, oh, man, that's just great.
Hey, what's wrong?
My lucky sticker's all dirty.
Ah, that ain't nothing. I'll clean it for you.
That won't be necessary. Hey, big fella. Yeah, you in the red. I could use a little hose down. Help me wash this off. Where's he going?
Oh, he's just a little bit shy, and he hates you for killing his flowers.
I shouldn't have to put up with this. I'm a precision instrument of speed and aerodynamics.
You hurt your what?
I'm a very famous race car.
You are a famous race car? A real race car?
Yes, I'm a real race car. What do you think? Look at me.
I have followed the racing my entire life, my whole life.
Then you know who I am. I'm Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen?
Yes, yes.
I must scream into the world my excitement from the top of some place very high. Do you know many Ferraris?
No. They race on the European circuit. I'm in the Piston Cup. What?
Luigi follow only the Ferraris.
Is that what I think it is?
Customers. Customers. Customers, everyone! Customers! Okay.
Customers.
All right, everybody, calm down. For a long time, just remember what we rehearsed. Make sure your open please come in signs are out, and you all know what to do. All right, nobody panics. Here we go.
Man, I just don't see any on-ramp anywhere.
Minnie, I know exactly where we are.
Yeah, we're in the middle of nowhere.
Honey, please.
Hello. Welcome to Radiator Springs, gateway to Ornament Valley. Legendary for its quality service and friendly hospitality. How can we help you?
We don't need anything. Thank you very much.
Well, honey, ask for directions to the interstate.
There's no need to ask for directions, Minnie. I know exactly where we're going.
I did the same thing on our trip to Shakopee. You know, we were headed over there for the crazy days.
Okay. Really, we're just peachy. Okay?
What you really need is the sweet taste of my homemade organic fuel.
No, doesn't agree with my tank.
We're just trying to find the interstate.
Good to see you, soldier. Come on by Sergeant Surplus Hut for all your government surplus needs.
Oh, honey, Surplus.
Honey, we have too much surplus.
I do have a map over at the Cozy Cone Motel. And if you do stay, we offer a free Lincoln Continental breakfast.
Honey, she's got a map.
I don't need a map. I have the GPS. Never need a map again. Thank you.
How about something to drink? Stop at Flo's V8 Cafe. Finest fuel on Route 66.
No, we just topped off.
And if you need tires, stop by Luigi's Casa delle Tires. Home of the Leaning Tower of Tires.
We're just trying to find the interstate.
But you do need a paint job, man. Ramon will paint you up right. Hey, anything you want. You know, like a flame job.
Ooh,
maybe
thanks,
gold man. Flames. You like old school pinstriping? Von Dutch style, huh?
Honey, look. Von Dutch.
Okay, no. We're going to be going now, okay?
A little something to remember us by.
Okay.
Come back soon, okay? I mean, you know where we are. Tell your friends.
Okay. Yes, you bet.
Thanks again, folks. Bye-bye now.
Psst. Hey. I know how to get to the interstate.
Oh, do ya?
Minnie, no. Yeah. No, not really. But listen, I'm Lightning McQueen, the famous race car. I'm being held here against my will, and I need you to call my team so they can come rescue me and get me to California in time for me to win the Piston Cup. Do you understand? No, it's the truth. I'm telling you, you gotta help me. Don't leave me here. I'm in hillbilly hell. My IQ's dropping by the second. I'm becoming one of them.
Okay, don't worry. They know where we are now. They're gonna tell their friends. You'll see. It's good.
After a quick Piston Cup update, still no sign of Lightning McQueen. Meanwhile, Chick Hicks arrived in California, and today became the first car to spend practice time on the track.
Yeah, well, it's just nice to get out here before the other competitors. You know, get a head start. Gives me an edge.
Hey,
shirt out.
Oh, Mater, let me get this straight. I can go when this road is done. That's the deal, right?
That's what they done did said.
Okay, out of my way. I got a road to finish.
He's done!
Done?
Huh?
It's only been an hour.
I'm done. Look, I'm finished. Just say thank you and I'll be on my way. That's all you gotta say.
Woo-hoo! I'm the first one on the new road!
It looks awful.
Well, it matches the rest of the town.
Red? Who do you think you are?
Look, Doc said when I finish, I could go. That was the deal.
The deal was you fix the road, not make it worse. I'll scrape it off. Start over again.
Hey, look, Grandpa, I'm not a bulldozer. I'm a race car.
Oh, is that right? Then why don't we just have a little race? Me and you.
What?
Me and you? Is that a joke?
If you win, you go and I fix the road. If I win, you do the road my way.
Doc, what are you doing?
I don't mean to be rude here, Doc. But you probably go 0 to 60 in, like, what, 3.5 years?
Well, then I reckon you ain't got nothing to worry about.
You know what, old-timer? That's a wonderful idea. Let's race.
Gentlemen, this will be a one-lap race. You will drive to Willie's Butte, go around Willie's Butte, and come back. There will be no bumping, no cheating, no spitting, no biting. No road rage, no maiming, no oil slicking, no pushing, no shoving, no backstabbing, no road hogging, and no lollygagging.
Speed, I'm speed. Float like a Cadillac, sting like a Beamer.
My friend Guido, he dream to give a real race car. A pit stop.
Pit stop? The race is only one lap, guys. Uno lapo. Don't need any help. I work solo mio.
Fine. Race your way.
No pit stoppo. Comprendo?
Okay.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
Great idea, Doc. Now the road will never get done.
Luigi? On your mark, get set. Uno for the money, due for the show. Try to get ready, and quattro to... Huh? Doc, the flag means go. Remember the flag? Here we go. Go.
Doc, what are you doing, man?
Oh, dear. It would seem I'm off to a poor start. Well, better late than never. Come on, Mater. Might need a little help.
Okay.
You got your tow cable?
Oh, yeah, I always got my tow cable. Why?
Oh, just in case.
Was that floating like a Cadillac? Or was that stinging like a Beamer? I'm confused. You drive like you fix roads. Lousy.
Have fun fishing, Mater.
I'm starting to think he knew you was going to crash.
Thank you, Mater. Thank you.
I can make a little turn on dirt, you think?
No.
And now I'm a day behind. I'm never going to get out of here.
You need a new paint job, man.
No, thank you.
How about some organic fuel?
That freak juice?
Yes. Whew. Watching him work is making me thirsty. Anybody else want something to drink?
Nah, not me, Flo. I'm on one of them special diets. I'm a pre-seasonal instrument of speed and aerobatics.
You race like you fix roads. I'll show them. I will show them.
Music, sweet music.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
Radiator
seen you that low in years.
I haven't seen a road like this in years.
Well, then, let's cruise, baby.
Low and slow.
Bellissimo. It's beautiful, Guido. Look, it's like it was paved by angels.
Oh, I tell you what, I bet even the roads on the moon ain't this smooth.
Doc, look at this. Should have tossed him into a cactus a lot sooner, huh?
Well, he ain't finished yet. Still got a long way to go.
Look at
Luigi!
This is fantastic! That looks like fun! Mater! I got you!
Next turn! Hey, Luigi, this new road makes your place look like a dump!
Oh, that crazy old devil woman! She's lying! Guido!
That punk actually did a good job. Well, now. Where the heck is he? Sheriff, is he making another run for it?
No. He ran out of asphalt in the middle of the night and asked me if he could come down here. All he's trying to do is make that their turn.
No. Ah, great.
Huh.
Perfect turns on every track I've ever raced on.
Sheriff, why don't you go get yourself a quart of oil that flows? I'll keep an eye on him.
Well, thanks, Doc. I've been feeling a quart low.
This ain't asphalt, son. This is dirt.
Oh, great. What do you want? You here to gloat?
You don't have three-wheel brakes, so you gotta pitch it hard, break it loose, and just drive it with the throttle. Give it too much, you'll be out of the dirt and into the tulips.
So you're a judge, a doctor, and a racing expert.
I'll put it simple. If you're going hard enough left, you'll find yourself turning right.
Oh, right. That makes perfect sense. Turn right to go left. Yes! Thank you! Or should I say no thank you? Because in opposite world, maybe that really means thank you. Crazy grandpa car. What an idiot. Turn right to go left. Tried it. You know what? This crazy thing happened. I went right.
You keep talking to yourself. People think you're crazy.
Thanks for the tip.
What? I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, Guido. Hey, bellissimo.
Che cosa?
It looks great.
Ah, ti piace?
Sì,
sì, bellissimo.
Oh, Lord.
I need you to watch the prisoner tonight.
Well, daggum. Wait a minute. What if he tries to run again?
Just let him run out of gas and tow him on back. But keep an eye on him.
Yes, sir!
No. Well, I'm stuck here paving this stinking road. Chicks in California schmoozing Dinoco. My Dinoco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Who's touching me?
You have a slow leak. Guido, he fix. You make such a nice new road. You come to my shop. Luigi take good care of you, even though you're not a Ferrari. You buy 4 tires, I give you a full size spare. Absolutely free.
Look, I get all my tires for free.
I like your style, eh? You drive the hard bargain. Okay, Luigi make you a new deal. You buy 1 tire, I give you 3.
Ah, would you look at that. Ramon, Ramon.
This is it, my last offer. You buy 1 tire, I give you 7 snow tires for free. Done, you're interested, you call me, you know where I am.
Oh, Red, you missed a spot? There, right there. In the hood,
no,
right
no.
Thanks, Red.
What was that for?
Do you want to stay at the Cozy Cone or what?
Huh?
I mean, if you do, you got to be clean, because even here in Hillbilly Hell, we have standards.
What? I don't get it.
Nothing. I just thought I'd say thank you for doing a great job, so I thought I'd let you stay with me. I mean, not with me, but there. Not with me there, but there in your own cozy cone. And I'd be in my cone, and
wait,
it's...
Wait, you're being nice to me.
I mean, if you want to stay at the Dirty Impound, that's fine. You know, I understand, you criminal
no,
types.
No, that's okay. Yeah, the cozy cone.
It's newly refurbished.
Yeah, it's like a clever little twist. The motel's made out of caution cones, which, of course, cars usually try to avoid. But now we're going to stay in them. That's funny.
Figure that all out on your own, did you? Cone number 1 if you want.
Wow. Hey, do I spy a little pinstriping tattoo back there?
Oh! That's just... Oh! Oh, you saw that? Just gonna be going. Gonna... Yeah.
You know, I once knew this girl, Doreen. Good looking girl. Looked just like a Jaguar. Only she was a truck. You know, I used to crash into her just so I could smoke to her.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Hey, I know something we can do tonight because I'm in charge of watching you.
No, Mater, I gotta finish this road and I have to get out of here.
Well, that's all right, mister. I can't turn on dirt. You probably couldn't handle it anyway.
Whoa, whoa, easy now, Mater. You know who you're talking to. This is Lightning McQueen. I can handle anything.
Mater, I'm not doing this.
Oh, come on. You'll love it. Tractor tipping's fun.
This is ridiculous.
All right, listen. When I say go, we go. But don't let Frank catch it. Go!
Who's Frank?
Mater! Wait, Mater! Okay, here's what you do. You just sneak up in front of them and then honk. And they do the rest. Watch this. I swear, tractors is so dumb. I'll tell you what, buddy, you don't get much better than this.
Yep, you're living the dream, Mater boy.
Right there. Your turn, bud.
Mater, I can't. I don't even have a horn.
Baby.
I'm not a baby. All right, stop, okay? All right, I'll do something.
fast, Frank. We better get you back to the impound lot.
Actually, Sally's going to let me stay at the motel.
Oh, getting cozy at the cone, is we?
Oh, no, no, are you kidding? Besides, she can't stand me. And I don't like her, to be honest.
Yeah, you probably right. Hey, look, there's Miss Sally.
Where?
You're in love with Miss Sally.
Come on, look.
You're in love with Miss Sally.
Okay, that's real mature. I made a real grown up.
You love her. You love her. Wait, you love her. You love her. You love her.
All right, okay. You made her enough. Will you stop that?
Stop what?
That driving backwards stuff. It's creeping me out. You're going to wreck or something.
Wreck? Shoo. I'm the world's best backwards driver. Just watch this right here, lover boy.
He's nuts.
Ain't no need to watch where I'm going. Just need to know where I've been.
Whoa, that was incredible. How'd you do that?
Rear view mirrors. We'll get you some and I'll teach you if you want.
Yeah, maybe I'll use it in my big race.
What's so important about this race of yours, anyway?
It's not just a race. We're talking about the Piston Cup. I've been dreaming about it my whole life. I'll be the first rookie in history ever to win it. And when I do, we're talking big new sponsor with private helicopters. No more medicated bumper ointment. No more rusty old cars.
What's wrong with rusty old cars?
Well, I don't mean you, Mater. I mean other old cars. You know, not like you. I like you.
Nah, it's okay, buddy. Hey, you think maybe one day I can get a ride in one of them helicopters? I mean, I've always wanted to ride in one of them fancy helicopters.
Yeah, sure.
You mean it?
Oh, yeah, anything you say.
I knew it. I knowed I made a good choice.
In what?
My best friend. See you tomorrow, buddy. Queen Anne Sally, park beneath the tree.
Number one. Number one. Ah, this is nice.
Hey, Sticker.
Ah!
I'm sorry.
Oh, you scared me. You got to be careful.
I scared myself. Scaring you. Scaring me.
I mean, I wasn't like scared.
No, of course
I was
not.
More.
Just, I overheard you talking to Mater.
When? You just now? What did you hear?
Oh, just something about a helicopter ride.
Oh, yeah. He got a kick out of that, didn't he?
Did you mean it?
What?
That you'll get him a ride.
Oh, who knows? I mean, first things first, I got to get out of here and make the race.
Uh-huh.
You know, Mater trusts you.
Yeah? Okay.
Did you mean that?
What?
Was it just a yeah, okay, or yeah, okay, or yeah, okay?
Look, I'm exhausted. It's kind of been a long day.
Yeah. Okay. Night.
Hey, thank you.
What did you just say?
You know, thanks for letting me stay here. It's nice to be out of the impound, and it's great. Newly refurbished, right?
Yeah.
Night.
Good night.
Will you turn that disrespectful junk off?
Respect the classics, man. It's Hendrix.
Get out of here. Hey, have you seen the sheriff? Oh my gosh. Oh,
hey, what are you doing?
You the good Pete City boy?
I just need my daily gas ration from the sheriff.
Well, wait for him at Flo's. Now get out of here.
I've been trying to get out of here for 3 days.
Hope you enjoyed the show.
Oh, Doc, time to clean out the garage, buddy. Come on. What? He has a piston cup? Three piston cups.
Sign says stay up.
You have three piston cups. How could you?
I knew you couldn't drive. I didn't know you couldn't read.
You're the Hudson Hornet.
Wait over at Flo's, like I told you.
Of course, I can't believe I didn't see it before. You're the fabulous Hudson Hornet. You still hold the record for most wins in a single season. Oh, we gotta talk. You gotta show me your tricks, please.
I already tried that.
I mean, you won the championship 3 times. Look at those trophies.
You look. All I see is a bunch of empty cups.
Some automotive yoga could really lower your RPMs, man.
Oh, take a car wash, hippie.
Hey, look at my husband, y'all. Woo, that's your coat.
Yeah, no, baby.
You smoking.
There he is.
Did you know Doc is a famous race car?
No.
It's true. He's a real racing legend. He's a fabulous Hudson Hornet.
Fabulous? I've never seen Doc drive more than 20 miles an hour. I mean, have you ever seen him race?
No, but I wish I could have. They say it was amazing. He won 3 piston cups.
He did what in his cup?
Whoa. I think the heat's starting to get to the boy.
Well, I'll say. Look how red he is.
Yeah, I think he needs a new coat of poly, man.
Are you sick, buddy?
Well, you're looking a little peaked.
Yeah, he needs a new coat of poly for sure.
Hey, what are you doing?
It's okay, Sheriff. You can trust me, right?
I trust you, all right. It's him I'm worried about.
I trust him. Come on, let's take a drive.
A drive?
Yeah, a drive. Don't you big city race cars ever just take a drive?
No. No, we don't.
You coming or what?
And you thought he was gonna run.
Hey, can you believe it, man? He actually thought that was a famous race car. So too much.
Okay, you got me out here. Where are we going?
I don't know.
Oh! Yes!
Wheelwell used to be the most popular stop on the Mother Road.
This place?
Yeah, imagine. Imagine what it must have been like to stay here.
You know, I don't get you. How does a Porsche wind up in a place like this?
Well, it's really pretty simple. I was an attorney in L.A., living life in the fast lane.
Oh, you were you? Were you rich?
What?
Just clues to the puzzle.
Okay. Well, that was my life. And you know what? It never felt happy.
Yeah. I mean, really?
Yeah, so I left California. Just drove and drove and finally broke down right here. Doc fixed me up. Flo took me in. Well, they all did. And I never left.
Yeah. You know, I understand you need a little R&R, recharge the old batteries, but, you know, after a while, why didn't you go back?
I fell in love.
Oh.
Yep.
Corvette?
No. I fell in love with this.
Driving right by. They don't even know what they're missing.
Well, it didn't used to be that way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. 40 years ago, that interstate down there didn't exist.
Really?
Yeah. Back then, cars came across the country a whole different way.
How do you mean?
Well, the road didn't cut through the land like that interstate. It moved with the land, you know. It rose, it fell, it curved.
Morning. Nice day, huh?
Cars didn't drive on it to make great time. and I drove on it to have a great time.
Long ago, but not so very long ago, the world was different. Oh, yes, it was. You settled down and you built a town and made it live. And you watched it grow. It was your town.
What happened? The town got bypassed just to save 10 minutes of driving.
Time goes by, time brings changes, and you change too. Nothing comes that you can't handle, so on you go. Never see it coming when the world caves in on you, on your town. Nothing you can do. Main Street isn't Main Street anymore. No one seems to need us like they did before. It's hard to find a reason left to stay, but it's our town. We love it anyway, come what may. It's our town.
Great would it have been to see this place in its heyday.
Oh, can't tell you how many times I've dreamed of that. But one of these days, we'll find a way to get it back on the map.
Yeah. Hey, listen, thanks for the drive. Had a great time. It's kind of nice to slow down every once in a while.
You're welcome.
Listen, if anybody asks you, we was out smashing mailboxes, okay?
What?
No tires.
Make our attention.
Then where did all these skull dirt treasures come from?
Hey, guys, there's one going this way. I got it. Come here, little tractor. Come here. Yeah, that's a good tractor. No. Come here. What are you doing? You're not supposed to go wandering off all alone. What are you doing with those old racing tires? Come on, Doc. Drive.
Thank you.
amazing. What are you doing? Doc, wait! Seriously, your driving's incredible.
Wonderful. But go away.
Hey, I mean it. You've still got it.
I'm asking you to leave.
Come on. I'm a race car. You're a much older race car, but under the hood, you and I are the same.
We are not the same. Understand? Now get out.
How could a car like you quit at the top of your game?
You think I quit?
Big rack in 54.
They quit on me. When I finally got put together, I went back expecting a big welcome. You know what they said? Your history. Moved right on to the next bookie standing in line. There was a lot left in me. I never got a chance to show them. I keep that to remind me never to go back. I just never expected that that world would find me here.
Hey, look, Doc, I'm not them.
Oh, yeah?
No, I'm not.
When is the last time you cared about something except yourself, Hot Rod? You name me one time, and I will take it all back. Uh-huh. I didn't think so. These are good folk around here who care about one another. I don't want them depending on someone they can't count on.
Oh, like you? You've been here how long and your friends don't even know who you are? Who's caring about only himself?
Just finish that road and get out of here.
Must have finished it while we was all asleep.
Good riddance.
He's gone?
Well, we wouldn't want him to miss that race of his.
Oh, dude. Are you crying?
No, I'm happy. I don't have to watch him every second of the day anymore. I'm glad he's gone.
What's wrong with Red?
Oh, he's just sad because you left town and went to your big race to win the Piston Cup that you've always dreamed about your whole life and get that big old sponsor and that fancy helicopter you was talking about. I knowed you wouldn't leave without saying goodbye.
What are you doing here, son? You're going to miss your race. Don't worry. I'll give you a police escort and we'll make up the time.
Thank you, Sheriff. Well, you know, I can't go just yet.
Why not?
I'm not sure these tires can get me all the way to California.
Pete, stop.
Yeah, does anybody know what time Luigi's open?
I can't believe it. 4 new tires. Grazie, Mr. Lightning, grazie.
Would you look at that?
Our first real customer in years. I am filled with tears of ecstasy, for this is the most glorious day of my life.
All right, Luigi, give me the best set of black balls you've got.
No. You don't know what you want. Luigi, know what you want. Black wall tires, they blend into the pavement. But this, Wipe the wall of tires. They say, look at me. Here I am.
Love me.
All right, you're the expert. Oh, and don't forget the spare.
Perfetto. Guido.
Fist up.
What did Luigi tell you, eh?
Wow, you were right. Better than a Ferrari, huh?
No.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Wow, this organic fuel is great. Why haven't I heard about it before?
It's a conspiracy, man. The oil company's got a grip on the government. They're feeding us a bunch of lies, man.
Okay, I'll take a case.
It goes to St. Louis, a Champlain, Missouri, a Oklahoma City looks so pretty, you'll see. A Amarillo, a Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingsport, Fort Scott, San Bernardino, more to you. Get him to this country.
Ciao.
Here she comes.
Okay, places, everybody. Hurry. Act natural.
Good morning, Sally.
All right, what's going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the new Lightning McQueen.
Wow. What do you think? Radiator Springs looks pretty good on me.
I'll say. Ciao. You're going to fit right in California. Oh, my goodness. Looks like you've helped everybody in town.
Yeah, everybody except one. Hey, is it getting dark out?
What? What did he say?
Let me say that again. Is it getting dark out?
Now, what was I supposed to do after that?
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do, shaboom. Life could be a dream. And I can take you up in paradise up above. And you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open with me again. Boom, boom. Ding, dong, ding, ding, dong.
Low and slow.
Oh, yeah, baby. Just like in his heyday, right?
It's even better than I pictured it. Thank you.
Shall we cruise?
Oh, thank you, dear. I'd love to.
No.
Lizzie?
I remember when Stanley first asked me to take a drive with him.
Hey, Miss Sally. May I have this cruise?
Of course, Mater.
Again, and I said no. And he asked me again, and I said no. But, oh, he was a persistent little bugger for a two-cylinder. Finally, I said, all right.
Oh. Hey!
Thanks, Mater.
Good evening, you two.
Oh, Stanley. I wish you could see this.
Is that what I think it is?
Oh, I don't know, Flo. I haven't had a chance to find out, but I am going to find out. Hello.
Not bad. Bad.
Customers?
Customers, everybody! And a lot of them! You know what to do? Just like we rehearsed!
It's the ghost line!
We have found McQueen! We have found McQueen!
Wait, excuse me.
It's a show you've been in rehab.
Did you have a nervous breakdown, McQueen?
I'm sorry, what?
McQueen's wearing white walls!
there! The plane!
Put Lightning McQueen your prisoner!
Jeez, no, we're best buds. I ain't bragging or nothing, but I'd enjoy you hunting him down if he tried to escape.
Sally! Sally!
McQueen, are you still waiting for the piston cup? Did he get hurt?
Sally!
You're here! Thanks to the manufacturer, you're alive!
Matt?
You're here! I can't believe it! Oh, you are a sight for sight and light! I'm so sorry I lost you, boss. I'll make it up to you!
Matt, I can't believe you're here!
Is that the world's fastest racing machine?
Is that Harv?
Yeah, he's in the back.
Show up the boss! Get back, you oil-thirsty parasite!
Actually, this is my good side here.
Harv! Harv?
Kid, I'm over here.
How you doing, buddy?
My star client disappears off the face of the earth? How do you think I'm doing?
Harv, I can explain.
I'm doing great! You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. You can't buy this kind of publicity. What do you need me for? That's just a figure of speech, by the way. You signed a contract. Where are you? I can't even find you on my GPS.
I'm in this little town called Radiator Springs. You know Route 66? It's still here!
Yeah, that's great, kid. Playtime is over, pal. While the world's been trying to find you, Dynaco has had no one to woo. Who are they gonna woo?
Chick.
Bingo. In fact, check out what's on the plasma right now.
Show us the thunder.
You want thunder? You want thunder? Ka-chiga, ka-chiga, ka-chiga.
Hey, that's my bit.
You gotta get to Cali pronto. Just get out of radiation stinks now, or Dynaco is history. You hear me?
Just give me a second here, Harv.
No, no, no. Hey, where are you going? Get the trailer, baby.
Sally, I want you to... Look, I wish...
Thank you. Thanks for everything.
It was just a road.
No. It was much more than that.
Hey, kid, we gotta go. Tom's going crazy. He's gonna have me fired if I don't get you in the truck right now.
Max... Hold it.
You should go.
I know, but...
Good luck in California. I hope you find what you're looking for.
Sally.
Come on, kid. Get in the trailer. That's it. That's right, kid. Let's go. You're a big, shining star. You're a superstar. You don't belong there anyway.
Hey, guys! McQueen's leaving in the truck!
Hey, are you Doc Hudson?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
You called them?
It's best for everyone, Sally.
Best for everyone? Or best for you?
I didn't get to say goodbye to him.
Hello, race fans, and welcome to what has become, quite simply, the biggest event in the history of racing.
a three-way battle for the Piston Cup.
Bob, there's a crowd of nearly 200,000 cars here at the Los Angeles International Speedway. Tickets to this race are hotter than a black leather seat on a hot summer day.
The King, Chick Hicks, and Lightning McQueen in a 200-lap winner-takes-all tiebreaker race.
Now, Bob, you know I got a lot of miles on me, but let me tell you something, buddy. I never thought I'd see anything like this. Woo! Man, this is exciting.
In fact, the country is almost shut down to watch what many experts are calling the race of the century.
Hey, King, good luck in your last race. You sure been an inspiration to me.
Thanks, Junior. Appreciate it.
Hey, be careful out there, okay?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah? You want to know the forecast? I'll give you the forecast. 100% chance of thunder. Kachika! Kachika! Stay with me. Kachika, chika, chika.
Hey, you! No admittance without a garage pass.
Oh, it's okay. Lightning McQueen knows me.
Hey, Marco. It's a beautiful day for a race, isn't it?
Absolutely, Mr. Andretti.
And good morning to you, Fred.
Mario Andretti knows my name. You gotta let me in now.
Okay, here we go. Focus. Speed. I am speed. Victory. One winner, two losers. Speed, 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 speed.
Hey, Lightning, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Matt, thanks for being my pit crew today.
Don't worry about it, kid. It's the least I could do. After all, Gas Can is my middle name.
It is?
Not really.
And there he is, Lightning McQueen, missing all week, and then he turns up in the middle of nowhere, in a little town called Radiator Springs.
Wearing white wall tires, of all things.
Gachiga! Gachiga! Gachiga!
Hey, where you been, McQueen? I've been kind of lonely. Nobody to hang out with. I mean, except the Dynaco folks. Oh, and the twins, of course. You know the twins, the ones that used to be your fans, but now they're my fans. Anyway, listen to what the twins say.
The King is still holding a slim lead.
Hey, McQueen's got a run on him. He's looking to the inside. Oh, he slammed the door on him.
Chick's not making it easy on him today.
Oh, man, he lost so much momentum, and now he's going to have to chase him back down.
Oh, McQueen spins out in the infield.
Just me and the old man, fellas.
McQueen just doesn't have it today. Hey, kid, you all right?
I don't know, Mac. I don't think I...
I didn't come all this way to see you quit.
Doc? Guys, you're here. I can't believe this.
I knew you needed a crew chief, but I didn't know it was this bad.
I thought you said you'd never come back.
Well, I really didn't have a choice. Mater didn't get to say goodbye.
Goodbye! Okay, I'm good.
All right, if you can drive as good as you can fix a road, then you can win this race with your eyes shut. Now get back out there.
Hot snap!
not. We are back in business. Guido, Luigi,
you're going up against professional pit crews, boys. You're going to have to be fast.
They will not know what beat them.
Kid,
you can beat these guys. Find the groove that works for you and get that lap back.
That's the Hudson Hornet! Bob, Daryl, the Hudson Hornet's back!
Daryl, it appears McQueen has got himself a pit crew, and look who he has for a crew chief.
Whoa, look, man, it's the Hudson Hornet.
Whoa!
With this man acts a crazy, call me Slick. It surely is.
Wow, this is history in the making. Nobody has seen the racing legend in over 50 years.
Hey, Daryl, come look at this fellow on the radio. He looks just like you.
McQueen passes them on the inside.
But he's still nearly a lap down.
Can he catch up to them with only 60 laps to go?
You're going great, kid. Just keep your head on.
Bye, bye.
Hey, Shrippy. Where did McQueen find you, huh? Those round things are called tires, and they go under the car.
No. You will have your chance, Guido. You will have your chance.
Kid's just trying to be a hero, huh? But what do you think of this?
Yeah, that's it, kid.
What?
Whoa! Get it in! I taught him that. Ka-chow!
What a move by McQueen. He's caught up to the leaders.
Oh, yeah. This is what it's all about. The three-way battle for the lead with 10 to go.
No, you don't.
Doc, I'm flat! I'm flat!
Can you get back to the pits?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, got a yellow. Bring it in. Don't tear yourself up, kid.
We gotta get him back up there fast, or we're gonna be a lap down and we'll never win this race.
Guido, it's time.
Hey, Tiny, you gonna clean his windshield?
That was the fastest pit stop I've ever seen.
It was a great stop, but he's still got to beat that race car out.
It's going to be close.
Yay! Yeah, he's back in the race.
Pit stop.
This is it. We're heading into the final lap, and McQueen is right behind the leaders. What a comeback!
199 laps, and baby, it all comes down to this!
This is it, kiddo.
Got four turns left, one at a time. Drive it in deep, and hope it sticks. Go!
McQueen's going inside. Chick and the King are loose.
I think McQueen is out of the race.
Moves like a Cadillac,
sting like a beaver.
Oh,
too dark.
What are you doing, kid?
I think the king should finish his last race.
You just gave up the piston cup. You know that?
Ah, this grumpy old race car I know once told me something.
It's just an empty cup.
Darryl, is pushing on the last lap legal?
Hey, man, he's not really pushing him. He just gave him a little bump grip.
Hey, what? What's going on?
That's what I call racing right there.
Way to go, buddy!
There's a lot of love out there, you know, man.
Don't embarrass me, Fillmore.
That's my hot rod.
Come on, baby, bring it out. Bring out the piston cup. Ka-chika, ka-chika. Yeah! Now that's what I'm talking about. Hey, how come the only one celebrating is me, huh? Where are the girls? Bring on the confetti. Ow! Ow! Easy with the confetti. What's going on? Come on, snap some pictures. I gotta go sign my deal with Dynaco. Ka-chika, stay with me. Ka-chika, ka-chika. What's wrong with everybody? Ow! What's happening? Hey, this is the start of the chick era.
Thanks, Lightning.
You're welcome.
Congrats on the loss, me bucko.
You got a lot of stuff, kid.
Thanks, Doc.
Hey, Light. How about coming over here and talking to me a minute? Son, that was some real racing out there. How'd you like to become the new face of Dynaco?
But I didn't win.
Lightning, there's a whole lot more to racing than just winning.
He was so rusty when he drove down the street. The buzzers used to circle the car.
Thank you, Mr. Tex, but these Rusty's guys over there gave me my big break. I want to stick with them.
Well, I sure can respect that. Still, you know, if there's ever anything I can do for you, just let me know.
I sure appreciate that. Thank you. Actually, there is one thing.
I'm happier in a tornado in a trailer park.
I think it's about the time we redecorate, hmm?
Hi. Lightning McQueen told me this was the best place in the world to get tires. How about setting me and my friends up with 3 or 4 sets each?
Amigo, there is a real Michael Schumacher Ferrari in my store. A real Ferrari! Punch me, Guido. Punch me in the face. This is the most glorious day of my life.
Wow. Spero che il tuo amico si riprenda. Mi dicono che siete fantastici.
Just passing through?
Actually, I thought stop and stay a while. I hear this place is back on the map.
It is?
Yeah, there's some rumor floating around that some hotshot Piston Cup race car is setting up his big racing headquarters here.
Really? Oh, well, there goes the town.
You know, I really missed you, Sally.
Well, I create feelings in others they themselves don't understand, and blah, 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 blah.
McQueen and Sally, right beneath the tank. K-I-S-S-I-N-T.
Great timing, Maynard.
Piston Cup.
Piston Cup.
Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston Cup. Piston
best friend. What are you going to do?
So, stickers. Last one to Flo's buys?
I don't know. Why don't we just take a drive?
Nah.
Yeah. Ka-chow!
Together now. We is now entering the dog catching wing of the museum.
Wow, unbelievable. That many wins in a single season.
He's the real deal, Junior. The Hudson Hornet was my inspiration.
Excuse me, son. Is Doc Hudson here today?
Sorry, Mrs. the King. I think Doc went up for a drive or something.
Woo! Yeah!
Woohoo!
Well, you sure ain't no dirt boy.
Not today, old man. I know all your tricks.
Yeah!
Doc! Doc!
Not all my tricks, rookie.
The pavement goodbye, gentlemen. When I'm finished with you, you'll have mud in places you didn't know you had.
Yo, I've never been off-road.
Well, that's gonna change right now. Hello, Faith. Drop and give me 20 miles. Go, 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 go. Go.
Man, now I've got dirt in my wheels.
Look at this. It's my hood. It's my hood. I ain't seen this thing in 20 years.
Well, it fits perfectly. How do I look?
Oh, dang.
You are a toy car!
You are a sad, strange little wagon, and you have my pity. Farewell.
Oh, yeah? Well, good riddance, Galoni.
Hey, I hate to break up the road rally, guys, but they're here! Birthday guest at 3:00.
Oh, man. Whoever does the voice of that piggy truck, I'm telling you, he's one great actor.
We're banished, genius. Stuck out here in this wasteland without chains.
But, Ike, the Boobomobile's in trouble. She needs our help.
You're still not listening.
Welcome to the Himalayas.
Snowcone?
Oh, that abominable snowplow is quite the comic thespian.
Just get in there. Go, 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 go. Circus cars? How can you be circus cars?
These are the lousiest circus cars in the world, and they're going to make me rich.
Wait a minute here. They're just using the same actor over and over. What kind of a cut-rate production is this?
Some far-off place, and it causes you to rethink some things. You start to sense that slowly you're becoming someone else. and then you find yourself. When you make new friends in a brand new town, and you start to think about settling down, the things that would have been lost on you are now clear as a bell. And you find yourself, yeah, that's when you find yourself. Well, you go through life so sure of where you're heading, and you wind up lost, and it's the best thing that could have happened. 'Cause sometimes when you lose your way, it's really just as well. Because you find yourself, yeah, that's when you find yourself. When you meet the one that you've been waiting for, and she's everything that you want and more. You look at her and you finally start to live for someone else. And then you find yourself, yeah, that's when you find yourself. Sometimes when you lose your way, it's really just as well. Because you find yourself, yeah, that's when you find yourself.
An on-ramp close. I know it! I can feel it!